Welcome back, Savvy Investors. I'm Sharon, your guide to all things financial. And today we're diving into portfolio potluck, a little bit of everything. If you think you've seen every dish on the investment buffet, think again. This session is about exploring the wide range of investment options, from international markets to various industries, and even a few unexpected gems. But before we get started, let's make one thing clear. This session is all about personal investment diversification and not business. So if you're looking for ways to broaden your personal portfolio horizons, you're in the right place. In this module, we'll cover why diversification is critical in personal investment portfolios, how to diversify across international markets and different industries, and then cautions about over-diversification and how to avoid it. So grab a plate and let's get this potluck rolling. Diversification is like a safety net for your personal investments. It's the strategy that keeps your financial goals from crashing to the ground when one or two assets don't perform as expected. However, the key to successful diversification is not just about having a bunch of different assets, it's about having the right mix that aligns with your financial goals. To achieve this balance, you need to consider your unique situation and risk tolerance. This becomes especially crucial for entrepreneurs where there are two primary schools of thought about diversification in personal portfolios. Let's delve into these perspectives and discuss why diversification is vital for entrepreneurs with unique business interests. The first school of thought suggests that as an entrepreneur, you should focus your personal investments in industries or countries where your business operates. This approach makes sense because you already have deep knowledge and understanding of these areas, giving you an edge in making investment decisions. Essentially, you're leveraging your expertise to guide your personal investment choices. For example, if you run a tech company in the United States, you might invest in other tech-related assets or companies within the same geographic region. This approach allows you to use your business acumen to your advantage. By investing in industries or regions you know best, you can make informed decisions based on your existing network, insights, and experience. Here are the pros of staying in your lane. You can use your industry knowledge to make better investment choices. Since you're already familiar with the industry or region, you spend less time researching. Staying within your business circle can provide better access to insider insights and opportunities. But there are some cons of staying in your lane. If your business and personal investments are in the same industry, a downturn could impact both significantly. This approach may limit your ability to spread risk across different industries and regions. The second school of thought is that you should use personal investments as a hedge against your business. This approach advocates diversifying into other industries and countries to reduce the impact of a downturn in your primary business sector. By doing this, you're building a buffer against risks specific to your business. This method works by ensuring that if your business faces challenges, whether due to industry-specific issues, economic downturns, or geographic factors, your personal investments in other areas can help offset those risks. For example, if your business operates in the oil and gas industry, you might invest in renewable energy or technology to hedge against fluctuations in the energy market. Some of the pros of hedging against your business are reduced risk. Diversifying into different industries and regions lowers your overall risk. Then by investing in various asset classes, you can adapt to changing market conditions. And finally, different industries can offer varying levels of growth potential, providing more opportunities for returns. But of course, there's some cons of hedging against your business. Investing in unfamiliar industries or regions requires more research and may increase the risk of making poor decisions. And also, diversifying across multiple industries and countries can complicate portfolio management and rebalancing. Deciding which approach to take depends on your personal financial goals, risk tolerance, and business structure. Some entrepreneurs prefer to stick to what they know, feeling confident in their industry expertise, while others choose to hedge by diversifying into different asset classes and regions. A balanced approach might involve blending both schools of thought. For example, you could focus on industries related to your business, but also invest in other areas to create a safety net. Similarly, you could diversify geographically, investing in international markets to spread risk across different economies. Ultimately, the key to successful diversification in personal portfolios is to align your strategy with your financial goals and risk tolerance. Whether you choose to stay in your lane or hedge against your business, ensure that your portfolio provides the stability and growth potential you need for long-term success. Before diving into diversification strategies, let's take a moment to talk about your goals. It's crucial to know what you're investing for and how it aligns with your broader life plans. Goals provide the framework for your investment strategy, influencing the type of assets you choose, your risk tolerance, and the time horizon for your investments. Begin by asking yourself a few key questions. What is my primary financial objective? Is it to build a retirement nest egg, save for a major purchase like a home, fund a child's education, or create wealth for generational security? Your primary objective sets the stage for your investment strategy. Then you want to consider, what is my time horizon? How long do you plan to keep your investments before needing the returns? A longer time horizon allows for more aggressive, growth-oriented investments, while a shorter time horizon requires a more conservative approach. And finally, what level of risk am I comfortable with? Are you okay with market volatility and the potential for short-term losses if it means greater long-term gains? Or do you prefer stability and predictable returns, even if they're lower? Your investment goals are the compass for your diversification strategy. Here's how they play a role in shaping your portfolio. If you're investing for short-term objectives, like buying a house in a couple of years, you'll want to focus on safe, more liquid assets. Money market funds, short-term bonds, and stable dividend stocks can be good choices. These assets offer lower risk, but also lower potential returns. If your goals are a few years away, like funding a child's education, you can take on a bit more risk, a mix of bonds and stocks, particularly those with a track record of stability, can help you balance risk and reward. Balanced mutual funds or ETFs can be effective here, as they provide a diversified portfolio with a moderate risk profile. And then for longer-term goals, such as retirement or building generational wealth, you can focus more on growth-oriented investments like stocks. These assets offer higher potential returns over time, but they also come with greater volatility. Index funds, growth stocks, and real estate are popular choices for long-term portfolios. Your goals also determine your risk tolerance. If you're comfortable with risk, you can allocate more of your portfolio to equities and other growth-oriented assets. However, if you're risk-averse, you might prefer bonds, dividend stocks, and other stable investments. The key is finding a balance that aligns with your financial goals while allowing you to sleep at night. An important point to remember is that risk tolerance can change over time. For example, a younger investor might be comfortable with higher risk, knowing that they have time to recover from market downturns. In contrast, someone nearing retirement may prioritize stability and regular income. Your investment goals aren't static. They can change as your life evolves. Revisit your goals regularly to ensure your investment strategy still aligns with them. Life events such as marriage, having children, career changes, or retirement can all impact your financial objectives. Make it a habit to review your goals annually or whenever significant life changes occur. By keeping your goals at the forefront of your investment strategy, you can build a portfolio that not only aligns with your current objectives, but also adapts as your needs evolve. This approach allows you to navigate the complexities of diversification with a clear sense of purpose and direction. One way to add variety to your personal investment portfolio is by looking beyond your country's borders. International diversification helps you reduce risk by spreading your investments across different economies and markets. This approach can buffer your portfolio from domestic market fluctuations and expose you to opportunities for growth in other regions. Some of the benefits of international diversification include reduced correlation. International markets often don't move in sync with your domestic market. This means when one market is down, another might be up, providing a cushion for your overall portfolio. Then there's exposure to emerging markets. Investing in emerging markets can offer high growth potential, especially in regions experiencing rapid economic development. However, they also come with higher risks, including political instability and currency fluctuations. There are various ways to add international investments to your portfolio. You can invest directly in international companies or through mutual funds and ETFs that focus on international markets. Then there's global index funds. These funds track global indices, providing broad exposure to international markets. And then there's American Depositary Receipts, ADRs. They allow you to invest in foreign companies without dealing with the complexities of foreign stock exchanges. While diversifying internationally, keep in mind that currency risk can impact your returns. Additionally, international markets can be more volatile due to political and economic instability. It's essential to research the regions you're investing in and consider the additional risks involved. Another key aspect of diversification is spreading your investments across different industries. This strategy helps you avoid the risk of overexposure to a single sector. For example, if you have all your investments in tech stocks, a downturn in the tech industry could significantly impact your portfolio. Here are a couple of the benefits of industry diversification. By investing across multiple industries, you reduce the risk of a single sector dragging down your entire portfolio. And then some industries may be on the rise while others are stagnating. Industry diversification allows you to capitalize on these trends. Here are some common industry groups to consider for diversification. There's technology. Companies in this sector are often at the forefront of innovation and can offer high growth potential. There's healthcare. This sector includes pharmaceuticals, biotech, and healthcare services. It tends to be more stable due to consistent demand. There's finance, that includes banks, insurance companies, and other financial institutions, and these can provide steady returns and dividends. There's consumer goods. This sector includes companies that produce everyday products. It can be more resilient during economic downturns. And finally, there's the energy sector. Oil, gas, and renewable energy companies are part of this sector. It can be volatile, but it offers opportunities for growth. Consider using mutual funds or ETFs that focus on specific industries to simplify the process of diversifying across multiple sectors. While diversification is generally a good thing, there is such a thing as over-diversification. If you spread your investments too thin, you might dilute your potential returns or lose track of your portfolio's overall performance. Here are some of the signs of over-diversification. If you have too many mutual funds or ETFs in your portfolio, you might be over-diversifying. Each fund has management fees, and having too many can erode your returns and take more time to track and manage. it can also result in you overlooking radical changes happening. A portfolio that lacks a clear focus can be a sign of over-diversification. If you're not sure why you're holding specific assets, it might be time to reevaluate. And finally, if rebalancing your portfolio becomes a headache due to the sheer number of assets, you might be over-diversified. So here are some ways you can avoid over-diversification. First, you can identify the core assets that align with your goals and focus on those. A well-diversified portfolio doesn't need dozens of different investments. And then if you find yourself overwhelmed with different assets, revisit your financial goals and adjust your portfolio accordingly. And finally, regularly review your asset allocation to ensure that it's not overly complicated. A simplified allocation strategy with clear categories for stocks, bonds, and other assets can help maintain a focused portfolio. This way, you can prevent spreading your investments too thin and ensure that each asset has a clear purpose in your strategy. And that's a wrap on Portfolio Potluck, a little bit of everything. By diversifying across international markets in different industries, you can create a well-rounded portfolio that's ready to tackle anything the market throws at it. Just remember to avoid over-diversification by focusing on the core assets that align with your personal investment goals. I've created a worksheet to help you chart out your portfolio diversification plans. This worksheet will guide you through the key steps to create a well-diversified personal investment portfolio. It will help you align your investments with your financial goals, determine the right level of diversification, and avoid over-diversification too. Answer the questions in each section and use the space provided to jot down your thoughts and plans. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you in the next session where we continue our journey towards financial mastery.